We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Benevolent viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an ancient Buddhist scripture is discovered in northern China. In ecology news, a wildlife charity in Scotland launches a campaign to preserve rare species. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Committee to Protect Journalists, which works in more than 120 countries to help ensure press freedom. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 8th, renowned Canadian wildlife artist Mr. James Fenwick Lansdowne was born in 1937 in Hong Kong. Raised in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, Mr. Lansdowne is known for his outstanding bird paintings. He's had his works exhibited around the world, with his first show at the age of 19. One of his most prominent works is a 5-volume series of books representing a variety of the amazing birds of Canada. May the exquisite beauty of our natural world continue to be reflected through exceptional art, such as that by Mr. James Fenwick Lansdowne.
Fly-in news. Tropical storm Emily disrupts Venezuela, Puerto Rico, and Dominican Republic. Having formed on August 1st in the Caribbean Sea, the storm, by August 3rd, had wreaked havoc in the Venezuelan state of Aragua, with infrastructure that was overwhelmed by the torrential rains. More than 320 homes in 3 municipalities were flooded, and over 1,000 displaced. Rains deluged Puerto Rico as the storm moved northward, making landfall in Dominican Republic on Thursday, August 4. 3 people perished as nearly 7,000 were left homeless due to flooding, after areas received up to 30 centimetres of rain. Across the nation, some 56 communities were isolated as roads and bridges collapsed. Tropical storm Emily weakened as it moved over the island's high mountains, thankfully sparing most of Haiti and her capital city, Port-au-Prince, where some 600,000 people still reside in tents, 18 months after the devastating earthquake there.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our association members please check with local governments to find out if assistance is required and to also go, if possible, to comfort the most desperate. She added that funds are available for urgent needs.
We are thankful for the attentive concern of Supreme Master Qinghai as we pray for the soon recuperation to regular daily life of the storm affected. May such damaging events be minimized through our actions that create harmony and restore balance to the planet.
Flash floods sweep North Carolina, USA. Floods triggered by 7 torrential rains and thunderstorms in the city of Charlotte on Friday, August 5th, caused at least 1 fatality. Up to 150 millimeters of rain fell within just 6 hours in some areas, with several ceiling collapses reported, although there were no injuries. Officials and other emergency responders rescued dozens of stranded drivers, while firefighters and police evacuated 2 downtown neighborhoods as creeks overflowed their banks. Sections of several interstate highways were also temporarily shut down as a safety precaution. Our appreciation, officials and personnel, for your swift response to the weather calamity. May such extreme conditions be alleviated as humanity's gentler ways help stabilize the ecosphere.
Lava flows from Hawaii, USA volcano as earthquake strikes Indonesia. On Saturday, August 6, scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory announced that volcanic activity had slowed following Wednesday's collapse of the crater floor and lava lake within the Pu'u'o'o cone of the Kilauea volcano. The spilling of new lava, while not requiring any evacuations, had prompted the closure of part of Hawaii Volcano's National Park. Also on Saturday in Indonesia, a magnitude 5.7 temblor struck also off the coast of southern Sumatra, 160 kilometers northwest of Bengkulu. Fortunately, neither of these events resulted in casualties or significant damage.
With gratefulness for heaven's protection of those in the affected regions, we pray that such potential calamities are eased through humanity's greater consideration for all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poisoned.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring
worse
right now.
Yet to come.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And then
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We're going to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có. Tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá, chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang. Sống lên lút trong miếu đền hoang đồ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tụy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô. Sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cò mồ, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh. Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng no ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá, chúng xác sơ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang, sống lên lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng. Ta thương xót lưu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mô, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyện nước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 534. Be vegan, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. People gather in growing numbers across countries such as Afghanistan, Israel, Libya, Syria, United Kingdom, and Yemen as they demand that their governments offer greater freedoms, fair treatment, and a voice for all citizens.
United Kingdom. Following the shooting death of Mr. Mark Duggan in North London by police Thursday, August 4, around 120 friends and family members organized a protest vigil on Saturday. However, the event turned violent after dark when 300 people rioted, injuring 8 police officers. Local Parliament member David Lammy called for calm and for an investigation, while the Independent Police Complaints Commission pledged its assistance.
Israel. Around 300,000 citizens from all sectors of society participated in record-setting protests on Saturday as they called for the government to act more in the interests of the people by providing housing, tax, healthcare, childcare, and education reforms.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded Sunday by announcing some of the members of the committee being established to address citizens' concerns.
Afghanistan. During an interview on Saturday, August 6, with China-based CCTV, defected Taliban commander Nur ul-Aziz stated that besides himself, there were many other Taliban members interested in disarming.
He explained that the Afghan Taliban had begun their insurgency only after other members had been persecuted, and that he decided to lay down his arms when government officials offered reconciliation, saying that brethren throughout the country should not be fighting each other.
Syria. Ahmed Khalef, a recently defected officer from an elite army unit whose whereabouts are being withheld for his safety, told UK-based international Arabic newspaper Ashark al-Asset that he and other army officers were given orders to kill residents of Daraa, including being told not to spare the lives of women and children. He also stated he fled for his life after his instruction for troops not to fire on civilians led to an order for him to be killed. Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported on Saturday that 8 premature babies babies dependent upon incubators had died in a Hama hospital after the government shut off electricity to the city.
In a telephone conversation with President Bashar al-Assad on Saturday, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for an end to violence, as did Pope Benedict XVI in a separate statement, with His Holiness also urging the government to listen to the legitimate aspirations of the people. Also on Saturday, the Six Nation Arab Gulf Cooperation Council of Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates spoke out for the first time to call for an immediate end to all violence as they expressed concern over the excessive use of force against civilians. Meanwhile, on Sunday, activists reported to Al Jazeera news agency that security forces used tanks, machine guns, and armored vehicles to launch new assaults, resulting in at least 50 deaths in the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor alone.
As we mourn the precious lives lost and the injury and distress of many others, we pray that the strife in all countries may cease, with citizens across the globe deciding to live in shared dignity and freedom in a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
They are the most brilliant generation of our time. They're not born to die. I don't care, die a hero or die a what. It's the same. It's a waste of resource. They are able-bodied, they're intelligent, they're strong, they're handsome. And it costs millions of dollars even to raise him. And so much love from the family and friends so that he grow up like that. He's not just nobody, he's somebody. He has family. Yeah? He might even be married and have children already. But he's supposed to go out there and shoot somebody you don't even have any enmity with. You cannot change love into hatred. And tell a young man who has been loved all his lifetime until now, come out and turn into a hateful person and then use a gun to kill another person, also grow out of love from a mother somewhere. Nurture like a beautiful flower in your garden with all love and care and attention and hope for the future. And it boom, just like that. One bullet this big. Finished. Such a beautiful dream. Collapsed. People should be given hope, inspiration to live for, not to die for. You're not born, grow up just to keep a war and then die for it. The children are in the prime of their life and they are also very idealistic. So this good and pure energy and enthusiasm has to be used for peaceful purpose, for building the world, for helping the needy. Yeah, that is the kind of heroism that the young people love to spend their energy on. they would love it. The more war, the more death, the more death, the more enemies. The more enemy, the more war, the more death, the more enemy. It's a vicious circle. There's no end to it. We just have to shake hands and forgive each other. War is never a solution. We just have to stop.
Tôi thường bước qua những thi hài xám lạnh, những xác thân ta vẫn gọi kẻ thù. Trên con đường tay cắp sách vô tư, và khi đó tuổi tôi còn thơ ấu. Nhà gì tôi nổ tung loáng vết máu, lúc gì vừa 34 tuổi đời. Khuôn mặt gì từng mảnh vỡ tả tơi, sáng hôm sau tôi chẳng còn nhận được. Ta sẽ còn sinh ra trong kiếp khác, lòng băn khoăn tôi tư lự ưu sầu. Đứa chắn què sẽ lạc bước về đâu, và xương vụn cùng mảnh hồn tan tách. Chúng có được hợp về trong cõi khác để giao hoàn cho lại kiếp toàn thân. Tôi đi qua bao lầu gác ruội tàn trên con đường trở về từ thành phố. Cả kiếp người cần cù và gian khổ, thành cho tàn trong gió muộn tà tơ. Người cao niên thành điên loạn rối bời, kẻ thanh thiếu ôm nỗi lòng hư hoại. Kiếp khốn đó bám theo đàn trẻ dại, có còn gì để nuôi chúng lớn lên. Chú của tôi bị bắt giải về trên, mang án nặng là theo phe phản động. Em họ tôi uất hờn trong cuộc sống, trốn quân trường chối bỏ việc đáo binh. Cả hai người trốn lấp chốn ngục hình, hai bản án tù chúng thân cấm cố. Họ hàng tôi còn có nhiều vô số, làm cấp cao trong đội ngũ quan quyền. Giờ sát thân nửa chết nửa tật nguyền, chẳng giúp được một chút gì cho họ. Tôi chứng kiến bao nhiêu điều oán khó, những điều tôi sẽ vĩnh viễn khôn quên. Những hãi hùng chúng xương máu chiến tranh sẽ ghi đậm vào lòng tôi mãi mãi. Tôi tự hỏi, ai tượng trưng lẽ phải, lòng vẫn lòng, ai là kẻ thù ta? Hai bên đều theo lý tưởng cao xa, niềm tin mạnh gấp ngàn lần gươm súng. Tôi dân quèn, sao dám đòi lựa chọn, chỉ mong cầu một cuộc sống an vui. Hoặc thế này, hãy thế khác mà thôi, đã cùng sức kéo lê đời sợ hãi.
Let peace be here now.
Hey,
Hiroshima Day commemorated. Thousands of people gathered at Hiroshima's Peace Memorial Park on August 6 in tribute to those who lost their lives 66 years ago in the 1945 nuclear attack. Present at the event was U.S. Charge d'Affaires James Zumwalt, who has also been invited to the August 9 Nagasaki Memorial as the first U.S. government representative to attend both ceremonies in a single year, as he conveyed his deep respect for the victims, who numbered more than 200,000 between both cities. Charge d'Affaires Zumwalt affirmed the wish of the United States to continue in partnership with Japan toward the shared goal of a nuclear weapon-free world. Presiding at the event, Honorable Mayor Kazumi Matsui of Hiroshima, himself the son of a survivor, promised to prioritize total nuclear disarmament, as he stated in his 2011 Hiroshima Peace Declaration, "We hereby pledge to do everything in our power to abolish nuclear weapons and build lasting world peace."
Also speaking was Prime Minister Naoto Kan, who reaffirmed promises to phase out the use of nuclear energy and to strictly follow the constitutional principles of not possessing, manufacturing, or permitting nuclear weapons into the country. "We share and commend your noble vision, Prime Minister Kan and Honorable Mayor Kazumi. Our prayers for the end to all destruction of war as we strive to build on shared values of harmony and brotherly unity across the globe."
Save Our Planet, international charity Global Environment Facility, donates nearly $9 million on August 5, 2011, to help ensure long-term protection of more than 100,000 hectares of fragile marine habitat in the Eastern Caribbean nations of Antigua and Barbuda, Grenada, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Save Our Planet, as Bolivian researchers study the changes created by global warming on the country's important Iimani Glacier, finding as of August 1, 2011, that it is retreating 10 to 12 meters yearly, they work to help nearby arid communities adapt through more sustainable water use plans for the coming years.
Save Our Planet, a report published on August 3, 2011 by the National Wildlife Federation, finds that climate change effects are more severely felt by indigenous people, whose resources are generally limited and lives are more closely dependent on the land and nature.
It's me, Lady.
Hi, everyone. I'm Zolo. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller,
The Dogs in My Life. We're following a compassionate plant-based diet. Today, we have a tip about helping to feed animal friends in your neighborhood who are wild or homeless.
You can keep vegan food such as kibbles with you in case you happen to meet a hungry co-inhabitant while you are walking about your area.
Leaving the food in a dish in an area that the felines, canines, or other animals frequent, such as an empty lot, is also a good idea, if local regulations allow.
Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
In archaeology news, an ancient Buddhist scripture is discovered in northern China. Archaeologists found the scripture called the Lotus Sutra engraved on a cave wall in Shangtong Shan. It is believed to date back to the northern dynasties, which was from 386 to 581. This government-protected area of Hebei province is also the location of 16 caves and over 450 sculptures. Congratulations, dedicated archaeologists, on bringing to light more of the rich history of Buddhism in your nation. May a deeper understanding of humanity's spiritual past help guide us to a glorious future.
In ecology news, a wildlife charity launches a campaign to preserve rare species. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, Scotland, has initiated the Stepping Up for Nature Drive. The 9-year project has the goal of safeguarding some endemic birds, mammals, and insects who are decreasing in numbers, as well as native wildflowers, forests, and peatlands. The initiative focuses on Scotland, the United Kingdom, and other parts of the world. It promotes the participation of individuals, businesses, and governments in stopping biodiversity loss by 2020. Bravo, Royal Society for the Protection of Birds Scotland, for this important endeavour. Let's all work together to ensure precious variety of flora and fauna of the earth are saved for present and future generations. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Committee to Protect Journalists, which has worldwide consultants who monitor and report on freedom of the press. We'll go for a deep breathing. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more giving news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, soothing news for a healing world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the Committee to Protect Journalists, which has an internet channel to advocate for free expression online.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Committee to Protect Journalists, or CPJ, is dedicated to ensuring freedom of the press by safeguarding the rights of journalists to securely report news. Founded in 1981 by a group of American foreign correspondents, its main office in New York, USA, has 23 full-time staff. In addition, a group of 35 respected journalists direct CPJ's global activities.
The nonprofit works in over 120 countries and has consultants who monitor developments in regards to press violations through their own research and first-hand contacts. Government officials, human rights groups, and news organizations are immediately notified about any transgressions. Information is also shared on the group's website, www.cpj.org, and includes a CPJ internet channel which advocates for free expression online.
CPJ's Journalist Assistance Program helps reporters who, as a result of their work, require urgent financial aid. Our heartfelt gratitude, Committee to Protect Journalists, for your unequivocal support of those courageous individuals who are devoted to bringing the true facts to the public. May this noble job be honored and respected by all with heaven's abundant blessings.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Prayers.
The kid, after family disturbing, went to bed and prayed to God. And please, Father, don't give my dad any more children, because he doesn't know how to treat those he got now.
Now for our viewers' heartlines on In Praise of God, hymns of the Anglican Church tradition on a journey through aesthetic realms. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I am a Roman Catholic, but this Anglican Mass is wonderful. Praise be to God in the highest. Caleb.
This was really great. As a young boy growing up in Nigeria, I was a member of the choir, and I can't tell you the euphoric feeling it gives when you are in your robes. Shola.
kind Caleb and Shola. It's great to hear from you. Elevating religious music, such as the Anglican hymns, truly uplifts our spirits and reminds us of the heavenly kingdom. May God bless you always.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your sacred life on earth be blessed with heavenly virtues.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In the ancient city of Nairobi, Sudan, on the east bank of the Nile River, archaeologists discover the oldest building thus far, possibly a royal palace, with radiocarbon dating indicating that it could have been constructed nearly 3,000 years ago.
The Inter-American Development Bank donates $11 million to support Haiti's micro, small, and medium-sized businesses by providing them with training services that facilitate their expansion, boosting both employment and productivity for the nation.
A man in Massachusetts, USA, who had stolen a 61-year-old woman's wallet and GPS, came to her door and said he was sorry, as he also returned the items, plus an extra $10 cash, and left a letter of apology for what he had done.
The Czech Republic's English language paper Prague Post reports that, along with increased dining and shopping opportunities for the veg-minded, a vegan cookbook has just been published by author Martina Jermakova, highlighting the convenience and tastiness of plant-based meals.
Scientists at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, USA, developed a wireless sensor device now being tested that can remotely monitor vital signs and alert healthcare providers of any change, thus allowing even intensive care patients the freedom to be at home with family.
Agence France-Presse reports that Mayor Pasqualino Codagnotto of the municipality of San Michele a Tagliamento, Italy, has ordered a test period smoking ban for part of the popular Bibione Beach toward a goal of cleanliness and to promote better health.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.